It is my pleasing duty to bring this session, the second quarter of the fifth session of this Honorable House, to a close, which ran from May 17, 2022 to July 22, 2022. Regular sessions, there were 20. Executive sessions, there were 13. Special sessions, there were 2. Appearances of ministers and directors were 11. Total number of bills introduced in the House were 42. Total number of bills passed was 27. Total number of executive bills passed was 16. Number of Senate bills concurred with were 4. Number of House bills passed were 5. Number of House joint resolution 1. Number of certificate of extension 1. Total number of bills in committee room at 15. These include 5 House bills, 3 executive bills, 5 Senate bills, and 5 petitions. While we are in recess, the following members, in addition to the leadership of the House, will constitute the committee to steer the affairs of the House. Honorable Lawrence Morris, Monserrato County. Honorable Vincent Willie, the second, Grand Bassett County. Reverend Dr. Isaac B. Rowland, Maryland County. Honorable Mamu Soni, Grand Kipman County. Honorable Josiah Marvin Cole, Bond County. Honorable Clarence K. Masekwa, Lofa County. Honorable Joseph Sonwambi, Nimba County. Honorable Errol Madison Guyon Sr., Grand Jeter County. Honorable Finna G. Lasana, Bomi County. Honorable Ellen Amaka Ato Ray, Magibi County. Honorable Rosanna G.D.A. Shack, Riverside County. Honorable Nathaniel M. Bowie Sr., Grand Cru County. Honorable Alexander Paul, River G County. Honorable Councilor Kani A. Wessel, Mapolu County. Honorable Samson Q. Wea, Sino County. It has been, fellow colleagues, a very hard-working 10-year time for this body. It has especially been my pleasing duty and my honor that you give me the respect of having presided over the last 2 weeks' session, to the extent that we were unable to carry out the duty you assigned to us. Please forgive me. To the extent that we did the best that we could, that is what our people brought us here for. We now go forward. We were pleased to pass significant number of bills, including most of the integrity bills that the eyes of our people and the international community has looked upon us. That work has been tedious in the past 2 weeks, and we can pat ourselves on the back for it. History will judge that indeed we were here, that indeed we acted. Sure, there will be a number of criticisms, some justified and some not so, but that is who we are, and that is what we came here for. So to you, my fellow colleagues, I say thank you. I'm very grateful, and we now declare this session closed.